produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Pastor George Emeka of South Africa, and the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Caleb Padgett. And you are listening to Victorious in Christ radio program with Dr. Ronald E. Rolfe Ministries.
Reasons to come to church. And I realize now we thank God for technology, even now with me coming to your home, your place of worship, or wherever this may find you. I understand that now the word of God can go right where you are. You don't have to be at a particular building. You don't have to be at a temple or at a cathedral. You can have the word of God right there in the comfort of your home or wherever you may be. We appreciate that. We thank God for that. But I want you to understand, and please embrace, there is no substitute for in-person worship. There's no substitute. And I realize we have virtual now platforms, and we thank God for that, for all the platforms where the word of God can go forth. But even in doing so, there is no substitute for in-person worship. Look at it this way. What if Jesus had social media during his day? And when Jesus was feeding the multitude, would you have rather been in person or sitting at home? Would you have rather been there for the hear Sermon on the Mount, or would you have rather been at home viewing it? That's my point. I would rather be in the presence of the Almighty God. And I am the first one to tell you, yes, God is omnipresent, which means that God is everywhere. Omni meaning all, present mean there. So God is everywhere. And I also understand that God is ubiquitous, meaning that God is everywhere at the same time. But in saying that, there are reasons to come to church. And I want to go through that with you. And I just want to appeal to you and reason to you out of the word of God for reasons to come to church. So that's why it's so important for you to begin to like, to share, and tag, and let others know. You need to tune into this. Or please listen to it and view it at your leisure. Let someone know. You need to look at this, especially those loved ones and family members and friends and coworkers who are reluctant to come to church, who are reluctant to come back to the church. And when I say back to the church, I mean corporate worship. I'm not saying you left church. I understand the church is the bride of Christ. I understand the church. It's not a building. It is not a physical locality. It is actually born again believers. It is the ecclesia, those who have been called out. But yet we have a mandate from the word of God to assemble and to be in his house. So reasons to come to church. Well, I want to walk you through the scriptures. I won't have the wording of the scriptures, but I would have the scriptures there for you to see, for you to go through them at your leisure. But I want to read through these, and I want to beg your indulgence on this evening while I walk you through the scriptures. It takes time to teach the word of God. It takes time to expound upon the word of God, because when we teach the word of God, we are explaining, we are expounding on the word of God. When we preach the word of God, we are celebrating what God tells us in his word. So if you don't know to teach word, you don't know how to celebrate. And when you do celebrate without having knowledge of the teach word, the celebration won't mean that much to you. But when you understand the power of the word of God, when you understand the logos, when you understand how significant God's word is, and how his word becomes a rhema word, it becomes alive in you. And like one writer said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Well, it was established by Jesus, who is the Son of God. So God sanctioned Jesus establishing the church. You will find that in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. Allow me to read that to you. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered him and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I might not go through and do exegesis on all these scriptures, but I want you to understand that when God gave Peter that revelation of who Jesus Christ was, Jesus said, I will build my church upon this rock. And that was the rock of truth. He was not building the church on Peter. No, he was building the church on the truth, on the revelation that God had given Peter, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, upon this rock, upon that truth, I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. You have to understand something about gates. Gates are normally stationary, but hell, as the Bible says, has enlarged herself. So when the hell comes against the church, even the gates of hell, Jesus Christ said, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, has established his church, the bride of Christ. We are the bride. We are the body of Christ. So it was established by Jesus through God. Then another reason to come to church as a member of a church, whether you are a member or not, you are a member of the body of Christ. I want you to know an association with a local congregation does not make you a Christian. It does not make you saved. It may make you a member, but I'm using membership as a reason to come to church, because you become a body, a member of the body of Christ. Let's see what the word of God says about that. In Psalms 122:1, hear the writer in Psalms. And this is David saying this. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh my God, I get excited when it's time to go to the house of God. Yes, I can have prayer. I can have worship in my own comfort, in my own place, in my own house, in my own home. But it is something about when I get to the house of God. And I've watched worship services virtually, and I thank God for that. I thank God for the views that we have. Yes, I do. But it is just something about being in the presence of the saints. Well, 1 Peter Chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's who you are. It's who God made us. He made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's a reason to come to church. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 7. I try to read through this as very quick as I can. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, are also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. For if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, as it is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where are the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now we are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem more feeble are necessary. It's necessary to come to church. You are a member. It's necessary for you to be there, to be a part of the body. Verse 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncommonly parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, hath given more abundant honor to that part which lack, that they should be no schism in the body, and that the members should have the same care one for another. We come because we care one for another, and because we are a part of the body of Christ. And then verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So a body cannot function as it should when the members are not working in harmony, when they're not working in tandem. So when you are missing from the church, the body needs you. The church needs you. A reason to come to church. Another reason to come to church, to worship and praise. Yes. Again, I know we can worship and praise God anywhere. Again, omniscient and ubiquitous. But yet God is so fixed where he wants us to come together collectively. Worship and praise. Isaiah 6 verses 1 through 4. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. So here is Isaiah in the house of God and experiencing a move of God like never before. When you are in the house of God, I believe you should experience a move of God like never before. Yes, I have experienced God in my own personal domain, but oh, it's something about being in his house. It's something about being in his sanctuary when you feel everybody on one accord and when we are having a tremendous time in the Lord. Then Isaiah 43:21, this people have I formed for myself that they should show forth my praise. It's something about corporate praise. It's something about when the saints of God come together and begin to praise God. Oh, my God, miracles happening. Lives are changed. Chains are broken. Shackles are broken. Oh, my God, when we come together and give God praise and give God worship, it is an experience that cannot be matched or is not an experience that can be substituted. Well, look at what Psalms 100, 1 through 5 says. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates. There it is right there. Come to his house. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So the psalmist is saying, we need to come together. And when we come, we need to come with a right attitude and a right frame of mind. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Well, another reason to come to church is edification. You'll find that in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh my God, how can they hear without a preacher? And it says, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of God, of good things. Do you not understand where Jesus preached his first message? When you go to the gospel according to Luke, when Jesus preached his first message, it was in the synagogue, a form of church. So if Jesus went to church, what do you think about you and I? If the word of God went to church, oh my God, what about you and I? Well, another reason to come to church is fellowship. You'll find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 through 47. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple. Let me read that again. That's verse 46 from Acts chapter 2. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, that's church, in the temple, a place of worship, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So they fellowship with one another, each other. They fellowship with each other as well. It's something about fellowshipping with like-minded people. It's something about fellowshipping with those others who believe in Jesus Christ. And finally, verse 47, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church, there it is, to the church, daily, such as should be saved. It's something about the church. It's something about coming to God's house. Oh my God, yes, to fellowship. You'll find also 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So how can I comfort you if you're not in the house of God? How can we comfort each other if we don't come to church? Yes, you need to come to church. Reasons to come to church. Well, also obedience. Yes, being obedient to the word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the man of Psalm is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. The Bible says, don't neglect that. Don't neglect coming together. Don't neglect coming to the house of God. And also John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. He's not just talking about the Mosaic law. He's talking about the Gospels. He's talking about the word of God. So when we love God, we experience him through our relationship with him. We obey his word. We love his word. We can't wait to get to hear his word and to be among the people of God. Do you not know the church is the closest thing that you will experience to heaven? Yes, it is. That's what heaven is. Heaven is just one big church. All nations, all tongues, all people coming together to praise God. What's the closest thing to that we have on this side of glory? It is the church. So if you want to truly experience heaven, like what it's going to be, get into a church where you can actually praise and worship God. Well, another thing is stewardship. Yes, stewardship is another good reason to come to church. Oh, I know you can mail it in. I know we have electronic apps. You can send it in. But it's something about being there and going before the Lord and giving your gift, giving your tithe and your offerings. And I know now they're talking about whether tithing is right. Look, let's be sensible. You have been blessed by being obedient and by tithing and by giving your offerings. Why would you let something now disrupt but it's worked for you through the years. If you hadn't tried it, you need to try it, because we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses and we know it works. The principles of giving by God works, and God will bless you. And I'm a true living witness of that. I know. I tried them for myself. Well, stewardship, Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 12. Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse. You have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring you all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And here's a verse in scripture you won't find pretty much anywhere in the Bible. And all the nations shall call ye blessed, for you are a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Everybody's going to call you blessed because you are obeying the word of God. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done and not left the other undone. I put that scripture in there because Jesus never, ever complimented the Pharisees and the scribes. He called them hypocrites. He called them vipers. But now he's complimenting them for paying tithe. Jesus, go back and read it. Matthew 23 and 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not left the other undone. Jesus said you ought to have paid your tithes, but do other things as well. Paying tithes won't save you. And this is not a message about paying tithes, but I wanted to include stewardship about a reason to come to church. Back to what I said earlier about being obedient. Well, another reason to come to church, strength. Yes, you can receive strength for this journey, for this Christian journey. Life will bring challenges to you. Life will come at you so hard until you don't know where God is. It can become so dark in your life, you wonder if God is even around you. But come to church and be refueled. Come to church and be refreshed. Come to church and be rejuvenated. Strength, Romans 15 and 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. You'll be amazed at what God may speak into your heart, into your spirits. You can hear a testimony. It could be a song. It could be a preached word when you are there in the presence of an almighty God. Isaiah 40, chapter 29 through 31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Yes, you can receive strength. Reasons to come to church. Well, when I said reasons to come to church, something is missing. Something is missing. That's why I wanted to impart this to you. Reasons to come to church. Something is missing. I want to use an old cliche. Well, what's missing? CH underscore CH. What's missing? You are. That's what's missing. You are. So when you insert the you are, it becomes the church.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.